This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So you know how we do that thing where some things are good one day and then bad the next day and then...
Yeah, is it good or is it bad?
Well, we have... two of those sort of today, and
we do.
So I don't really know how this is going to shake out,
right.
But let's do it.
Is it good or is it bad? Depends on the day and how much you had. Is it good or is it bad? Let's find out right now.
Last time we talked about alcohol.
Yep.
We were told that if you drink a lot of alcohol, you're going to get like Alzheimer's, dementia, all those brain numbing, terrible things. So you have to stop.
Yeah, it's bad. But 20 minutes before that one, it was good for you.
Right.
Then it turned into bad now. Yeah.
So I don't know if this qualifies as good or bad or indifferent, but according to a new study, heavy drinkers and teetotalers, is a teetotaler somebody who doesn't drink?
Yeah. Yeah.
They have the same exact heightened dementia risk. So after we did that whole story where it's
right.
Like, you gotta slow down the drinking because you're gonna start forget what were we talking about?
Exactly.
That now researchers followed 9,000 adults for 23 years.
Wow.
Taking note of how much they drank. 397 of the people developed dementia.
What?
Those who drank 7 glasses of wine or more a week and those who don't drink at all had the same exact risk factors.
Wait, how does no drinking at all, what?
I don't know. That's why it's a conundrum of is it good or is it bad? Because now
it's not,
they're taking away the it's bad, but then they're saying not like, so.
Now I'm gun shy about, I don't know which way I'm going.
So it sounds to me like what you got to do is shoot the gap.
So do less than one beer a day?
Yes. So they're saying 7 glasses of wine made you have a high risk.
Gotcha.
And drinking nothing made you have a high risk.
So what's that wheel?
You gotta just remain moderately buzzed.
Sorry, officer, but this thing told me I had to drink.
Try not to get dementia.
That is
going to be the new excuse at DUI checkpoints.
Oh my gosh.
You know you've been drinking? Yeah!
I'm fending off dementia.
That's what I'm doing. All right, so that's is it good or is it bad?
Yeah.
But now it's bad again because professors at the University of Montreal interviewed 4,000 men. About half of them had advanced stage prostate cancer and the other half didn't. And the ones who... had a love of
booze,
beer
specifically, just beer.
Beer itself is now bad and it might give
you
prostate cancer.
What?
They found that drinking as few as 63 beers a year.
That's wow.
I know people who can do that in a weekend. 63 beers a year could cause a 40% increase. I mean, you're fine. You don't drink beer.
Hardly
very much.
But yeah. Why not wine or?
It's like, it's the beer. There's something in the beer. They didn't say what it is.
Prostate.
But that's literally like 63 beers a year. Think about that. There's 52 weeks in a year. That's like a beer a week. I'm way over that.
Yeah, wait. I think most human beings.
Absolutely.
We're all getting prostate.
But the great news is. Doesn't apply to women because they don't have.
Oh, duh. Good for it. Nice.
So if you're a girl.
Yeah.
And you don't want dementia, drink a moderate amount of alcohol. If you're a boy, if you don't want dementia, drink the alcohol. But if you don't want prostate cancer, then don't. But then you're going to get dementia. So you have a choice.
A lesser of two evils.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want it to hurt down there or do you want it to hurt?
I'll go with,
I'm just going to drink is what I'm going to do.
Was it good or was it bad? The verdict today, it might make you sad. Was it good or was it bad? That's the way it goes.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.